Welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of Jesus and Coffee. We're going to continue the conversation with Miss Gugu Atkins. If you missed the first episode last week, make sure you go back at some point and check that out. But Episode 2 is going to talk about sacrifice. I know when I was early in my walk with Christ, I felt like it was like an even exchange, right? Like, I give you this, you give me that. And then as I got deeper in my walk, it was like, oh, he's going to require a lot more from me. So I give you this, but then you blow my mind. And although God does, you know, reward our obedience, and when we are called to do a thing and we do that thing, there is always good on the other side of anything we may sacrifice, right? But it doesn't always look like that. And it definitely doesn't always feel like that. So in this episode, Gugu and I will talk about different times that we've sacrificed or we were obedient and what seasons came after that and how they didn't feel so good, but how we got through them.
But one of the things that I had to give up was a partnership that I absolutely adored. Sometimes people say, oh, what was wrong? I said, nothing was wrong. God just told me to do it. And I don't know why. And it hurt. And I'm still in the grieving process of having to make that decision. But I'm like, it hurt. But, you know, God told me to do it. And so I'm like, shoot, all right, God, I'm going to obey you. And according to your word, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm declaring God's word. The devil getting mad and mad and mad. So, and he knows that it's going to happen. He knows the elevation is going to happen. He knows that whatever it is, it's a leadership moment that God has prepared me for. So whatever it is, like, he's mad. So he wants to throw out stuff, but I also talk trash too. And I still said what I said. So, right. You know, so it's the big thing and it's all, I just made the sacrifice for you and you're just going to let the devil aggravate me like this, but it ain't going to stop what God is doing. So Bible says everything give thanks. I just keep thanking God all the way through it.
When I quit my job in Columbia, I quit my job because God told me to. And it wasn't a thing. I didn't want to quit, Goo. I was like, in the world, I was in a good space. I was so against it. So when he told me to quit, I assumed, like you, that if I quit, something good is going to happen because I'm releasing something big, something I love. So you got to come with something better, right? And I quit February 6, 2020. That was my last day on air. And nothing happened. But in my mind, I'm like, all right, it's brewing. You know, like, I give it a couple weeks, it's brewing. And then in March, COVID came. And I was like, oh, I know you're lying. Radio started letting go of all these people and people were losing their jobs. Everything was shutting down. And I was like, oh, my God. So I said, well, maybe God just wants me to write a book. So I wrote a book, put that out. And then still thinking, trusting and believing that something bigger was going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. And God led me to move to Atlanta. So the agreement was whichever one of us got a job first, that's where we would go, wherever it was. You know, we were talking to God about it and fasting and all that. And he got a job in Atlanta. We couldn't find a place in Atlanta. We ended up signing a lease to a place without ever seeing it in Atlanta. Now, you know, if it's scams going on anywhere.
Girl, Atlanta.
So it was a real thing, right? So we moved down here and I'm like, all right, the job. I'm going to get, you know, this big talk show and it's about to happen and it's in Atlanta. That's why I'm here. Girl, I was delivering newspapers, throwing newspapers out the window in the rain, crying. Wow. I mean, crying early in the morning, late at night. I'm God, I can't believe, you know, my husband was working. But whole time, I'm like sinking. You know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I'm like, Lord, I'm holding on. I'm trusting you. I know that there's something more. And I see this as a layover season for me. And that's what I keep saying. Like, God, I know I'm where I'm supposed to be because I got on a flight you told me to get on.
Yeah. And
I got off when you told me to get off. So now I'm just waiting for what's next. And you already have a time for what's next. You know, just like a flight. That next flight is already scheduled. I'm already going to be on it when I'm supposed to be on it. I just don't know when the layover ends. So I see, you know, like I wanted to share that with you because although I'm better, God for better, I'm better than I was and I'm able to use my talents and my creative gifts. I'm still in the desert. I'm still in the layover. But I still believe in the promise. And I think as long as we, you know, just like the Mormons when they were crossing the desert and just like Joshua, when you know, I just feel like as God continues to elevate us and trust us with who our people are, right? Because we all have our different people.
Yeah.
It's always a different desert. This is tough, for you now, but I believe that's because what's coming is bigger. It's greater. It's not the answer to a prayer. It's like superseding that. So it has to,
It don't feel good. Jesus, yep. I think God, I didn't ask for this. I didn't, this is your doing, So can you do?
You better
But
than me.
again.
Handle this.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Thank you for this good word. Thank you for my good sis, Gugu Atkins, being able to sit with me and talk transparently about her walk and some things that she's currently dealing with and how she's just trusting you through them. Thank you that in every season of my life, no matter how bad it may have felt, that you had a plan. And Lord, thank you for getting me to the place where I'm able to see that. Thank you that when all mess is breaking loose in my life, I understand that if I'm under attack, that means a good thing is on the horizon, Lord, because the enemy don't mess with you when you're walking with him. So I thank you that you've given me the knowledge, the wisdom, and the emotional intelligence, the spiritual intelligence to know that when things are shifting, you've got a plan. Lord, I thank you for everyone that has joined in Jesus and Coffee today. I thank you that this movement is growing leaps and bounds. I thank you that, Lord, that people just don't count it burdensome to take a little bit of time out of their day to hang out with me, Lord, as I just continue to do the work that you've given me to do. So I thank you for my voice. I thank you for the word that you've given me. I thank you for the people you send me. I thank you that everyone that is listening right now, Lord, that you are doing a mighty work, not only in their lives, Lord, but in their hearts. Lord, that their mind is stilling, that the way that their minds race when they are trying to rest, that all that is about to be a thing of the past, that they are going to start getting a good night's sleep, that they won't be weighed down by guilt or grief, Lord, that they will begin to find comfort in you, and that they'll begin to understand that if you allowed it, then that means it was for good, because everything works out for the good of those who love the Lord, and even this, right, whatever this is. So Lord, we just thank you that even the things we don't understand, we can begin to thank you for. So I thank you for them all, the good, the bad, the indifferent. I thank you for the times we don't understand and the times we overstand and celebrate the fact that you are our Father. Lord, I thank you for my sisters and my brothers that have joined in on today's podcast. And I thank you for the great work you are doing with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I will see you on season 2, episode 3. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Jesus and Coffee with BZ Baby, YouTube, Jesus and Coffee with BZ Baby, and share this podcast with a friend. Later.